Pshat of Rashi and the Ravan and the Ran that we're talking here because of the hezek of the digging, because of the hezek of the digging of the earth. And we have Taisus Pshat that we're talking about the hezek of the matunta, which means the hezek of the liquid, of the water that's in the bar that's going to be mazik the wall next to it. Matunta is mentioned in the Gemara later on your test. So the way we understand Rashi, the Ramban and the Ran, is that that Maida, that both are true, that digging causes a hezek, and that's the pshat they say in the Mishnah. And it's Amish that there's another Mitzvah that Matunta causes a hezek, and that's the Gemara on your test. And it's not a problem because our Mishnah is Kalmara, the Gemara is going to say every the digging is Merapala Ara, that's one halacha, and then when we get to your test, we'll deal with the halachas of the liquid being mazik. It's two sugis. Taisus, however, who learns pshat in our Mishnah is Alts Matunta, is Alts the liquid. So Taisus has to answer, why did the Gemara mention Kalmara Umara de Kamachis Merapala Ara? Why does the Gemara mention the inyan of the digging softens the ground? If it's the only chayikos of matunta, Taisus holds, if there will be no liquid, if you're just digging without the liquid, that is no issue. So, like Taisus, how do the two reasons combine? That's the kasha that we left at the end of the day yesterday. And Taisus himself is bothered by this. And the Aymeri is that my oisei shah maskala hezik. So the question is, the Taisus says that the two things combine to make it Gira Delay. There's the water and the digging. Now, one part of Taisus is klar. Taisus says the water itself would not be Gira Delay. Of the Mayan itself, it wouldn't be Gira Delay. It wouldn't be considered his Gira. It's a combination of the two that makes it into Giradina. That's, we need a svara for that, but that's klar, 100% klar, that's what Taisus is saying. That water alone wouldn't be Giradina. The water plus the digging together, that makes it into Giradina. If you buy a karka that already has a bar and you fill it up with water, so it seems from Taisus that that's not Giradina. That would be a nafkamina. But it depends why is this bar not Gira Delay? Now how do you understand the bar? How do you picture a bar? We're not talking here about a fresh water well. We're talking about a bar. A bar is a hole in the ground. And you collect water there. It gathers the water. So it depends how you picture it. If you picture it, you dig a bar. And then you bring a hose. And you fill up the bar. So then, it's taka hard for me to understand what the pshat in Taisus. But if you dig, why isn't the water Gira Delay? Right, what's the difference? Why do I need the digging to make it Gira Delay? I'm putting in water, so putting in the water is also Gira Delay. Maybe Taisus understood that you dig a bar, and then the rain fills up the bar. When it rains, over time, the bar fills up. That's how they had virus of water. You know, once upon a time, the human beings got their water from the rain. Nowadays, we get it from the pipes, right? But typically, what's a bar? It's a place that you store water. How do you get the water? You don't take a hose from one bar to another bar. What do you gain? You dig a bar, and it rains into the bar. If so, Taisus is very geschmack. Taisus, remember, why was Taisus sheet in Gira Delay? The sheet of Taisus and the Muki Yosef that we spoke out in Gira Delay is that the hezek has to be miyad. The hezek has to be right away. Gira Delay is a hezek that starts immediately. When you plant a tree, it doesn't start right away because the roots have to grow in order to do a hezek to the bar. If so, Taisus is geschmack. The matunta, the fact that I'm going to gather water in this bar, it doesn't start right away. I'm digging a bar. And when it rains, it's going to fill up. And that water is going to be mazik. So that's not Gira Delay. That's like a tree. It's like I plant a tree. And later the roots are going to grow and they'll be mazik your bar. We said that that's not gira delay, according to Rabbi Yossi. And that we say, Alan is a klahachikas outside. So if I have a bar, and I'm just letting the rain gather there, so it's not gira delay, light tisis. Because light tisis, you have the hezek has to start immediately. So for that, Tisis says that the hezek is with the digging. It starts right away with the digging. The digging loosens the walls. And when the digging loosens the walls, the rain comes later, and the combination of the two ends up weakening the wall of your bar between the refuyara and the water penetrating, the two together are mazik. In other words, if you have one without the other, you'd be fine. If you dig a bar and there's no water, just a dry bar, so that refuyara is not enough, it's not going to do a big damage to you, and you're fine. If you only have matunta, if all you have is the liquid, then it's also not, because it's not giving delay, it's not a hezek immediately. The two together, that is the hezek, because it's the two together that cause the damage. The digging, and the rain, which now the earth is softer, and the rain and the water will penetrate more. So it's all one long hezek. And in Mela, the wall gets softer. What? So if I'm putting the water in immediately, then even if I don't dig it, then I'd have to be marchik without, even if I didn't dig it. Because putting in water itself is mazik. Let's say I inherited a field that already has a bar. I'm not digging the bar. I bought a field. The bar is there for 100 years already. It's an old bar. Now I want to start filling it up with water. So if I put in the water, so then that's the same as gefes v'zevel. That's always gira delay, if I'm putting in the water. It's the same as gefes v'zevel. So it's got to be talking, the way I understand that Tisus means that you're not putting in the water. So why do I need digging? So Tisus Loshen is, may oisa shah maskala hezik. Tyson Mashma, that the hemshach of the water coming in really wouldn't be gira delay. It's the water coming in afterwards. Because if the water is gira delay, then why do you need the digging? Oh, if you put in the water. Just like by Gefes.
According to the hemshach, that you dug it and then came afterwards.
Right.
How can it be gira delay?
Because the digging makes the gira delay. The tchilas hahezek is gira delay, so even though the hemshach is not gira delay, you're ready chayim because the tchilas hahezek is gira delay.
But if there's no water, it's still
according to VIC, according to Tysis, if you dig and there's no water, it's gira delay, but there's no hezek. Because the digging without the water, there's not enough to do damage, like Tysis. The Tisus says, "May oise shah maschala hezek."
Yes.
See, Reb Nachum, in his explanation of Tisus, is this knedge that the weakening of the walls and the damage of the water is all one long damage. It's all one long hemshech of damage, and it's the same damage. It will be two different damages if you ran. It's the same damage. It makes the earth soft. So A, it softens the earth, and B, it's nimsha. Now, vice versa, the softening of the digging is not a chashuv enough damage to be chayiv for that. So then, with the water being mazik, and also then it's the two together. Yeah. If it's empty of water. Well, in other words, when I first dig it, there's no water. Let's say I dig it in the summer, there's no water. And now it's going to start raining 2 months later. So Tysus holds that that's still considered a continuation. That my digging started the softening of the wall, And that softening is not enough to make his to make it fall, but eventually the water will come. Why is it different than a tree? Because by a tree, the roots I put in are not the roots that do damage. New roots are born later. The roots I put in do zero damage to your bar. Here, the digging is already merapa da ara. That's the chiddush of Taisus. It's definitely true. It's a chiddush of Taisus that the softening of the earth itself, Taisus would say, you're potty. You want to dig a bar to store peanuts? That's fine, Taisus holds. Even though you're merapa da ara, still, you can dig a bar and then store that. When the water comes later, that does enough of the hazard. The Chiddush and Taisis, that's where Reb Nachum goes through a few narichas to try to explain how the two hezekim work together. See, it's one of the problems we have here is understanding exactly the metzias of the hezek. Ramesha uses a lashon that digging without the water, Taisis holds, is like zenehen of zalechasim. The amount of damage that softening the earth from digging does, Taisis holds, it's not chashuv. Even though I'm softening up your earth. I'm softening up your earth when I dig. I'm digging within 3 tefachim of your ground. That's within 10 inches. So I'm softening your earth. But if I don't plant up with water, it says, then enem is alechasa. Who cares? Your earth is, yes, soft. It's not soft. What do you care? It's only when I'm going to put in the water later, the two together are going to cause a hemshach of causing your wall of your bar to fall. So this is Tosfos Hesber on Marav Amara softens the earth, every shovelful softens it, and Matunta, the two work together. And this is Tosfos L'shitasa, that Gira Delay has to be Miyad. The Ramban, who doesn't hold that Gira Delay has to be Miyad, so this Hoshtikal Torah doesn't start like the Ramban, because he's not bothered that it has to start Miyad. If Matunta is a Hezek, so it's a Hezek. If it's not, it's not. It's nothing to do with Miyad. And if Marav Amara is a Hezek, it's a Hezek. If not, it's not. It's nothing to do with Miyad. It's left to understand why Matunta is a Hezek. When we get to your test, which is where the Gemara is, we'll have to understand it. But again, the Nekuda that we're going to see throughout the Perek is Tosfos is always hung up on Gira Delay being Miyad. That's Tosfos' definition of Gira Delay. That's why Tosfos goes into this Hesber. And Ramban and the Ran are not. Ramban and the Ran don't have such a requirement that Gira Delay be Miyad. So they hold. It's a mazik of Marav Amara. It's a mazik of Matunta. The two are two separate sugyas. You don't have to combine the two. So this is the Hesber of the first Tosfos, which right away starts with this Machlokes, the two Shitas. Okay, so that's the first din of the Mishnah. Let's move to the second. Mechikin es hagefes ves hazevel ves hamelach ves hasid ves hasloim mikaisa shachavei, right? Shloisha tvachim. And again it says visod basid. I want to repeat. The Gemara on Daf Yitesim at Aleph has an Ibaya de la Yifshita. Is pshat shloisha tvachim and sod basid? That you have to do both? Or is the pshat shloisha tefachim oisad b'sid? There are two ways to make sure that your either your water or your gefes doesn't penetrate the earth, either with sad b'sid or 3 tefachim distance. What do you need both? That's the Gemara Zibayah de la Yishit. And Shaiya, the Gemara now has a second list of things that are mazik, and here it doesn't say Baruch Shal Chaveira, it says Kaisal Shal Chaveira. In the Shura of Shmuel, he's medayik from the Shinei Aloshin, from the Reisha, to the second case. The first case it said lo yachbar, don't dig. The second case it doesn't say lo yoniach, don't put down the gefes and zevel. It says marchiken es hagefes ves hazevel. You have to distance your gefes and zevel from your neighbor. Based on, even if someone else put your gefes and zevel next to your neighbor's rishus, you're responsible to be marchik the gefes and zevel. Know what it sounds like? Marchikin is a gefes versus zevel versus elf versus aslan because al shachavera. You have to be marchik it even if someone else put it down. What? Chayra, every hezek should be that way. Except at Arbavus Nezikin Sechenele. At Arbavus Nezikin, if my shar is roaming in the streets, even if it was Pritzu Ganovim, if I have enough time to catch the shar, I have to go catch it, right? The yoyim, I have to go catch it. For 1 minute. Frech Reb Shmuel, here we're talking about Hachokas Nezikim of Shchemim, which are only chayiv if it's giri delay. Like this whole, the whole perek is talking, you only chayiv when it's giri delay, only when it's your arrow. So Bishlama, if I put Gefes and Zevel down next to your wall, it's giri delay. I did a maisa, I started the seeping of this Gefes and Zevel into the earth. Hashtag. Or someone else put it there. I have to be marchik? Why? Our whole perek we're learning, like the Nesiva said in the beginning, I mentioned the first day, Nesiva says that in our perek, as mamen amazik, I wouldn't be chayiv. A shmira, I'm not chayiv in shmira on my things. The whole shita of Rabbi Yossi is ala nizik lahachik asatzma. The nizik has to be marchik himself. That's the whole shita. The nizik has to be marchik. In Cain, if the nizik has to be marchik, why do I have to be marchik by gefes and zevel? Only because it's my giri delay. It's my action that's machayev me. If someone else put the gefes and zevel there, why am I mechuyif to take it away? Ala nizik lahachik esasu. Let the nizik be machik himself. I only have to take it away if it's giri delay. If it's my action that caused it. Here, it's not my action. The delivery man came. He delivered gefes and zevel, and he put it next to the wall. So why am I chayif for that? If I have a hammer, someone else takes my hammer and breaks your window, I don't have to pay because it's my hammer. So why if someone else put Gefes and Zevel next to your wall, why should I have to pay? This is Reb Shmuel's kasha. The kasha is a shtarka kasha. If you accept the diuk in the mishnah, the marchikin is a Gefes means someone else put it. So taka, very hard, difficult. You have to remember, the way we're learning, Sikha, the way we're learning in most Rishayim, in Taisis for sure, give a delay is chayiv because it's Adam HaMazik. Just like if I shoot an arrow, I'm chayiv. If I put the gefes and zevel, I'm chayiv because it's my, I'm doing a hezik. So what's the pshat if someone else put it? I have to be marchik. And then... So Shmuel talks about this. He wants to be tied down, but he has a step first. First, Shmuel suggests that we're learning here a new din. The gira de memainai is also chayiv. What he calls a gira delay of the money, not of the person. My money's gira delay. That means my gefes and zevel's gira delay. Gira delay de memainai is also chayiv. And it brings in the Sivis that seems to say such a thing. That there's a concept of gira delay of my money. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. There's an idea of gira delay of my money. That even though I didn't do it, gira delay of my money is also chayiv. What? Explain, why not? You're right. Doesn't make any sense in Rashi. This nekuda of Rav Shmuel, gira delay of his mamin should, anybody who understands what we're talking about in the sugya, should get very aggravated by this. Maybe gira delay of mamaynai. We understand gira delay is adam amazik, like Rashi for sure. Rashi said gira delay is biyade. What? So Rashi doesn't hold the Mishnah's Rabbi Yaisi right. Like Rashi, there's no problem. In Tosfos, we understood in Tosfos also that Gira Delay is Miyad because it's Adam HaMazik. It's a sort of Adam HaMazik. So what's he talking about? Gira Delay of his mommy? I don't know how to understand. Gira Delay. The whole Gira Delay is that the person is doing it. So what do you mean, give a delay of his mother? Like the Ramban, maybe you could hear such a thing. Like the Ramban, it's a din in his Shcheinim. Give a delay is a halach in Harchokas Shcheinim. All right, so it's a takana de Rabbanan. So okay, maybe they made a takana of give a delay of his mother. We're learning a Mishnah. This the Kuda, like the Ramban, so maybe you could hear it. Like everybody else, it's hard to hear. The neighbor could stop it, he just has to mark his wall three times. Because it's easy for him to be mark himself. Who's a nizik? It's hard. It's very hard. He's got to build a new wall. It's a very expensive proposition. Should that be a cheshbon, if it's easy or hard? Should that be a cheshbon? There are some Rishonim who use such Lashonis that when it's easy to move, you have to do the moving. It's not impossible. It's possible.
What,
a new building in the wall? Yeah, nice wall fall. Build in the wall. Three, it's only 10 inches away. Only 10 inches. I hear what you're saying. You have to find me a clear source for this whole idea. As of now, I don't understand it. Dagos HaShvi says such a thing. That when it's easy to move, we tell the Nizik to move. And I can hear such a thing if it's also a takana of Chok HaShcheinim, that they would make such a takana. It depends how easy it is, how hard it is. As of now, I'm not familiar with such a halacha that it depends if it's easy or hard. Maybe we'll bump into it, like we're starting Layachba. Maybe. If we find such a thing, it'll be a good teretz. Easier to move gefes than to move a wall. But as of now, I'm not familiar with such a gefes. So if Shmuel wants to say is that maybe this should be tali in the machlokes, which we discussed, and we're going to keep on discussing, about putting the gefes before the wall is built. But we have what I call some of the hetera, whether you're allowed to put the gefes down before the wall is built. So that, I told you, is lahalocha machlokes rishonim. The Ramban asks putting gefes before the wall is built. And Tosfos is Matthew. So I knew that when we get there, everyone's going to get, hopefully everyone will get excited. If you see Machlokes Abaye and Rava, so you wait a day, I hope to get to that Machlokes soon. You're right. Ramban and Tosfos are arguing how to learn the Maskana of that piece of the Gemara. But for right now, we're calling it a Machlokes to Ramban and Tosfos. The Ramban holds that you're not allowed to put something down beforehand. And Tosfos holds that you're allowed to put things down before the wall is built. So Rav Shmuel, this whole idea of Gira de Mamaneh only makes sense like the Ramban. Like the Ramban, it makes sense. My Gira, my Mamaneh is Asur. I'm putting Gefes now. He's going to build a wall tomorrow. So it's not Gira Delay of me, it's Gira Delay of tomorrow. So then, it's Gira Delay. Masha'enken, if you hold, you're allowed to put things down beforehand, which is Taisa Shita. So then, giving delay is only also when it's my action. What I'm putting down is doing damage. It starts right now. If I put it now and the hezek starts tomorrow, it's not also. So this is Reb Shmuel himself who introduces this idea of gira delay of Mamayne, says, and he says in the Sivis holds of this idea of gira delay of Mamayne. This idea of gira delay of Mamayne, he says, makes sense, like the Rabban, that you're not allowed to be soimich something even ahead of time. But does not make sense to be old, you're allowed to be soimich things ahead of time, so it's not gira delay. So then he says it doesn't make sense. So Reb Shmuel himself, who introduces this idea of Girud Leim Amayne, says again that it should be totally in the Machlaikis, the Ramban, and Taisvis. And he applies it at Tzarechiyun. If you hold, you know, if you don't hold of Girud Leim Amayne, why does it say Mechikin is Agefes, which is Mashri, even if someone else put it down? So this idea, I don't think we're going to have too much in the Perek. A chiddush that gira delay of Mamayne should be aser, which he learns is a nesivus. When we get to the Gemara that's connected to the nesivus, we're going to have to figure out if nesivus is really saying that, because that's me. It's a mechudish dika idea, gira delay of Mamayne. I looked around a little bit. I didn't see in the Paiskim anybody should talk about this idea, except for that one nesivus. So mitzasher, we'll see if there's such an idea of gira delay of Mamayne or not. Nafkamina, Machikin is a gefes if someone else puts it down. The third set of dinim in the Mishnah is Machikin is Azroim, as a Machrisha, as Meiraglaim, and Akaiso Shloisha Tzvachim. Machikin is a Rechayim, Shloisha Min HaShechev, Shein Arba Min HaRechev, the Satan, Shloisha Min HaKilya, Shein Arba Min HaSafa. All these things, Yemachikim will Tzvachim. So when I learned this Mishnah initially, it struck me, everything is gimel tefachim. How do you shatz up the distance of hezek? How do you shatz up the distance? Each thing, you call in an expert, and the expert shatzes up the heat of an oven. How far does it do damage to a wall? So they estimate shlosh tefachim. They estimate that it does damage for three tefachim. There's a law in the building codes in New York City, it's taka a law, and you put in an oven. I'm not talking about a household oven, I'm talking about a real oven, like they put in bakeries, that there's a certain number of inches of cement you have to put to insulate the oven from the walls around you. You have to pour cement. It's taka such a door, such a thing. So how do you know how many inches? Some of them, they did the building codes, they looked at the Mishnah, no, it's a shlosh tefachim. So I don't know if they want with the Mishnah shear or what. But I remember years ago I was a teenager and they were putting in a new oven in Rison's Bakery, and they were putting whatever the building codes are. There's some people who go with the building codes, right? And they were putting in cement about, I remember it, I didn't measure how many tefachim it was, but something like this. So that means each thing in the Mishnah you have to shatz up. So gefes and zevel, you have to go to a baki and gefes and zevel. Water, you have to go to a baki and waters. Heat, you have to go baki and heat. And zeroyim, you have to go to zeroyim and nachrisha. So it struck me they're all shloisha tefachim. Isn't that funny that everything is three tefachim? Is it some din of three tefachim is a shir? I don't know. It's strange. It's a strange thing. So I don't know the answer. Someone suggested that this is a Beis Medrash, that maybe Fakert, the Mishnah, gathered into one Mishnah all the things that are three tefachim. We'll have later things that are Dalet Amos. So the Mishnah gathered into this Mishnah all the things that are three tefachim. Barach Inami is a Din Shulchan Aruch that all other Mazikim, you have to shatz up each one according to how much it does hezek. So Barach Inami could be. Could be. I guess that's the way, at least for now, that's the way we'll learn, that each of these things, just coincidentally, is three tefachim. But each thing you have to shut up on its own. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the first piece of Gemara. Rabbi and Rava we'll get to tomorrow. Let's see the first piece. The first piece appears to be a very easy piece of Gemara. Pasach bebar b'zim b'kaisel. The Mishnah doesn't flow. How does the Mishnah start? It starts, Le'achbar Adam Bar Samach L'Boy Reishach HaVeirai. Then it says Elim Kain Hechik Min HaKaisel. So it starts that you're near someone's bar, and it ends that you're near someone's kaisel. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah? So in parentheses it says, listen, Elim Kain Hechik Mi Bayre Shalchai Vayre Gimel Tvachim. Let it say, Elim Kain Hechik Mi Bayre Shalchai Vayre Gimel Tvachim. Lest you are marchik from his bar, three tvachim. So the Mashal takes it out. I saw the Pnei Shloimeh write that the Girsa is correct. That the Girsa is a correct Girsa, whatever he bases it. I think he knows a Mashal that has with Girsa. But either way, it's Pshat in the Kasha. Listen, Elon Kane Hedrimi Bayeshah Chavere Gimel Tvach. What is this Girsa, these parentheses, Talian? So the Pnei Shloimeh suggests the following. L'chaira, what it says in parentheses, Lisni ela im hechikein hechik mi bayrei shalchai v'eirei gimel tfachim, L'chaira, that's not what it should say. It should say, Lisni ela im hechikein hechik gimel tfachim. You don't have to repeat the words mi bayrei shalchai v'eirei. Why say it again? The Mishnah should say, Layach bar adam bar samach l'bayrei shalchai v'eirei, l'ashiach v'leimara l'yam esamayin l'brechaz ha'kaitzim, Elam Kein Hechik Yimol Tvachim, period. Why does it have to say the Kaisel Chaveirai? Why does it mean Bayre Shal Chaveirai? It should just say Elam Kein Hechik Yimol Tvachim. Why does it say Elam Kein Hechik Mi Bayre Shal Chaveirai Yimol Tvachim? Zach the Pnei Shloimeh, this Girsa is totally in what? Again, the Machlaik is the Ramban and Taisis. This whole parak, everything is going to be totally in the Ramban and Taisis. Which machlek is the Ramban and Taisis? If you're allowed to be marchik before the bar is dug, the Ramban said that before the bar is dug, you're not allowed to be marchik. That's samach behetera. Ramban says you can't be marchik even before the bar is dug. And Taisis said you're allowed to be marchik before it's dug. The girsa in parentheses, Elam Kein Hechik Mi Bayrei Shel Chaveirei, makes sense like Tosis. Because it's only Aser if the bar exists before the Gefes is put down. The bar has to pre-exist the Gefes, or has to pre-exist the water bar. That's Tosis Shita, that it's only Aser if the bar is already there. If you're putting it down before the bar is there, Taisashita is that that's generally mutter, because Samach Batera, you're allowed to put it down. So, Taisvis, this Girsa in parentheses makes sense, like Taisashita. Elam Ken Hirchi, Mi Bayra, Shachavayra, Gimel Tfachim, Kamash Balan, the bar has to exist already in order for it to be awesome, in order for you to be Chayav to be Mar. Shain came like the Ramban. The Girsa is no good. Because it does not say Elam Kein Hirchik Mi Bayrei Shel Chaveirei. It should say Elam Kein Hirchik Mi Meitzar Shel Chaveirei. Elam Kein Hirchik Mi Chaveirei. You have to be marking from this field. Because maybe you'll dig a bar tomorrow. I'm already asked to put Gefes there. So, Zakti Pnei Shloimeh, right? These parentheses are vital totally. In this Machlaik is the Ramban and Tosfos. According to Taisis, the Girsa is very good. It has to, it should want to say something. It wants to tell you it pre-exists. So it has to say, like the Ramban, it could have just said, there's no reason to say, it's not teaching us anything. So the whole parenthesis is not teaching us anything. So therefore, take it out. The parenthesis, the Girsa, the parenthesis is a good Girsa. The Shein came. Like Taisis, the parenthesis, this Girsa is a needed Girsa. Because this Girsa is telling you it's only us if the bar pre-exists. It's very geschmack. See the way the Mepharshim looked at every line of Gemara, like Taisis, like the Ramban, like Taisis, like the Ramban. That's the way you look at the piece of the Gemara. Amar Abaye. So the Gemara answers, V'item Rav Yehuda, V'kaisel Bayrei Shanimah. So why does it say Mibayre Shachadeira? Yo Kamash Malan, the Kaisel Bar, Shloisha Tfachim. You should know that the wall of a bar, of a pit, the water pit, is three Tfachim. Nafkamina Lamekachumem, Kerkeditanya, Ha'emel Chadeira, Bar, Bekaiselan, Imaychalach, Tarashia Kaisel, Shloisha Tfachim. So what's Taich Kaisel? Kaisel is Kaisel Bayre Shachadeira. And what's the Kamash Malan? That the Kaisel bar is three tefachim. So what does that mean? It means bottom line, you have to have six tefachim between the two. Right? Bottom line, you're going to have six tefachim between my bar and my neighbor's bar. The three tefachim that are around his bar, he has to provide. That's Kaisel bar. He has to provide the earth. So he also can't build it, the bar at the edge of our boundary. He has to provide a Kaisel bar. The same thing, I provide a Kaisel bar. So the Kaisel bar is the three tefachim around the bar. So I should take the Gemara. Good, no problem. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Tes of Hilchos Shvatim, says the following. He says, that you're not allowed to dig a bar, a shiach, a ma'ara, etc., everything in the Mishnah. Eitzel kaisel shalchaveira. Next to the kaisel binyan shalchaveira. A wall. All the things in our Mishnah that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do within three tefachim of your friend's bar, the Rambam, he brings the din of the bar as well. That he brings in Halacha Yud of Hilchos Shvatim. In Halacha Aleph he brings that all these things are aser next to your neighbor's wall. Next to your neighbor's wall. And the Mefarshei Rambam say, Mishnah Reish Perek Layachbar. That's what they all say. They make like it's not a shvera thing, it's a simple thing. I see even here, it says, Lo Yachbar, this is a small aleph of Dei Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. It says, Rambam Perek Tes Mitzvah Shechenim Halacha Aleph. That's not correct. It's Halacha Yud. Look it up. Halacha Yud is a bar next to a bar. Samach L'bar Yishol Chaver. Halacha Aleph doesn't talk about a bar next to a bar. It's a bar next to a kaisel, next to a real wall. So when I saw it, I was mishtaimim. How does the Rambam learn this Gemara? The Gemara says, Pasa bebar v'siyim bekaisel. Gemara says, kaisel bar v'shanimu. We don't mean next to a kaisel, we mean next to a kaisel of a bar. According to the Rambam, Gemara should have answered that it's true about a bar, and it's true about a kaisel. It's true about both. According to Rambam, it's true about every wall, not only Kaisel Bay, right? Very, very strange that the Mefarshei Rambam don't seem to be bothered. It doesn't bother them. Rambam is Mishnah Perek Layachbar, Kaisel. And it says the Mishnah. Some Sefer has an Arichus on the Rambam. So he says that all the Mishnayis from here till Chaf Hei deal primarily with kaisala, with a kaisal, not with a bar. The shailas of being marching from a bar start on Chaf Hei. So that's why the Rambam wanted to explain it's talking about a kaisal. But the Gemara doesn't say it's talking about a kaisal. Gemara says kaisal by Reshanim. I don't have anything shared with the Rambam's halacha. I have shared that it doesn't fit into the Gemara. So, I saw in Devin Hazel, he has the kasha on that Rambam. And it's also in the Frankel Rambam in the Hagois that they brought in from the Gra. They took Hagois from the Gra and Shulchan Aruch and they plugged it into the Rambam. So they bring two choices how to answer the Rambam. The Seis Tegra brings two. I think the Nuz only brings one of them, but they bring two as Beirim in the Rambam. Either from the Torah. The Torah says the Rambam got this din from a different Gemara. It doesn't come, he doesn't say different Gemara, he says Misvara. The Rambam got it Misvara. Taka, the Gemara is not talking about a wall of a building. Gemara is talking about a wall of a bar. But the Rambam said, you know something? Everything he says about this Mishnah is true about walls also. Since it's true about walls too, so we're talking about, it's true about walls as well. So the Rambam said, you know something? This halach is true about walls also, so I'll bring this halach about walls too, about binyanim. Okay? The Torah says, the Rambam svara, so, you know. So the Rambam svara, is like hukah. I think it's from Seifer somewhere who says that if you have a Rishon that says something from a Svara of his own, and a Rishon who says something because he has a Raya, he says he has a Raya from a Gemara, he says the Svara is stronger than the Raya. Because the Raya, maybe you could slug up, you'll find the terrace to the Raya. But a Rambam's a Svara, that's solid. You know, the Raya says a Svara, so it's good. That's how the Torah learns. So you say it's a Svara, it's a Svara. I still have a problem with the Gemara, but okay, the Gemara's talking about the bar, and the Rambam's talking about Kosov. But he brings from the Beis Yosef, in his Bedek HaBayis. Bedek HaBayis is in the Beis Yosef, the Hagois, the Rambam added in the second printing of the Beis Yosef. He originally printed the Beis Yosef, he printed the Beis Yosef, and later in the second printing, I don't know what they call it, a printing then, he added Hagois. If you look in our Beis Yosef is normally in Rashi letters, and Bedek HaBayis is in block letters. It's added in. There aren't too many. Those are used to learning Beis Yosef. It doesn't happen too often. And that's called the Bedek HaBayis. It's in our Beis Yosef. Anyway, there, he says that the Rambam learned that this is Nichlal in the Gemara's Teretz, Mikaisel Bayrei Shaninu, that our Mishnah is referring to a Kaisel Habar, V'wadin, any Kaisel. The Kaisel Bayrei Shaninu. You have to mark it from the wall of the bar. Not from the halal of the bar, from the wall of the bar. And once it says you have to mark it from the wall of the bar, V'wadin, any wall. Every wall. It's mazik. What's the wall of a bar or wall of a house? It's mazik. It's mazik, all of them. So once you say a teres, V'kaisel Bayrei Shaninu, it's referring to everything. And he brings that the Shittu Mekubetzes B'Shem HaRajba says or B'Shem HaRaivit B'Shem HaRaivit says the same teretz in the Rambam, that when the Gemara says the teretz V'Kaisal Bayrei Shaninu, it means already all the Kaisalim. If it means all Kaisalim, so what was the Kasha in the first place? So the Kasha in the first place is because the Mishnah doesn't list it separately. It doesn't say Bar V'Kaisal Irvinu, it's mixed together. So that's why the Gemara has the Kasha, it's at a Teretz, but in the Maskana, it's all included in this Gemara. As I state in the Beis Yosef. So you have two Pshatim in the Rambam. It's a tremendous nafkamina between the two Pshatim. Even though it sounds like the same, what's the difference? The Rambam said it in the Svara, or he learned it into the Gemara, which is into the Mishnah. The Aben Ozel says, there's a big nafkamina. We're going to have an Ibaya. If you need three Tfachim plus Sod Besid, or three Tfachim or Sod Besid. That's an Ibaya, your Testament Aleph. Three Tfachim plus, three Tfachim not plus. It's an Ibaya, don't let you shoot in the Gemara. The Gemara is not Pashit Ibaya. What do you do? We have to kind of figure out what do you do in Hilchas Mazikim by Ibaya, don't let you shoot. This Shiloh we're going to deal with tomorrow. What do you do by Nibayi the Leivshit in the Gemara? Reb Ruvain in Simen Ches, Ois Beis, has a Geshmak of Pshat. In it, you have to look for tomorrow first at the Ktsois, the Kufnun, Hei, Sukkot, and Hei. Ktsois brings the Sma and the Shach, and then the Ktsois. All very short. And then, you go to this Rebbe Rebbe. There. What's the question? The shaila is, what do you do when the Gemara has an Ibaya de la Yishita, if it says, and Sod Besid, do you have to do both? You don't have to do both. The Rambam says the following. By our Mishnah, in Perites Halacha Yud, by a bar next to a bar, the Rambam says you have to be Marchi Gimel Tfachim. He does not say you have to be Sod Besid. He says only Gimel Tfachim. So we understand the Rambam. The Rambam is Mekel. The Rambam says anybody believe Yiv Shitta, Safik Mamin Lakula. So you don't have to do it. You don't have to do Sod Besid. You can just do Gimel Tfachim. In Halacha Aleph, by a bar next to a Kaisel, the Rambam says Gimel Tfachim and Sod Besid. You need both. By a bar next to a kaisel, which is the Rambam's new case, there he says the Gimel Tfachim plus Sod Besid. Because the Mishnah says that it's a difference. It's a difference. A wall, next to a wall you need both. Next to a bar you need only one. Now if anybody here is taking engineering in college, I'd like someone to explain to me the lumdis, which is a metzias, that a bar next to a wall does more damage, and a water bar next to another water bar does less damage. In other words, we're saying now that the Rambam said that a bar next to a kaisel needs gimel tfachim plus sod besid. A bar next to a bar needs only sod besid. That's what the definition says. So Frechtev and Ozel, what's going on here? Now, like the Torah, I understand it. The Torah says the Rambam paskin the din of a wall is svara de nafshe. It was his own svara. Okay, it was the Rambam's own svara. I have no problem. The Rambam says the Gemara's case, it's one or the other, safek l'kula. A bar next to a bar is not magic so much, it's enough three tefachim. And the Rambam said, Misfar the Nafshe, a bar next to a house, next to a wall, that does more damage, you need both. No problem, it's good. But, like the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef said, that it's all part of our Mishnah, that when it says, Kaisel by Rosh Haninu, it means all koisalais, it means all walls, it's all the same exact Mishnah. It's a threat to have an Ozel. If it's all exactly the same Mishnah, and the same Mishnah says, Shloisha Tfachim, this son, this sin, how could you tell me by one of them, Vivayala de la Yifshita, we're paskening one way, by a koisal bar, we're paskening one way, and by a koisal binyan, we're paskening another way? It's the same Mishnah. Either the Mishnah means this son, this sin, well, the Mishnah means I saw the sin. How could you make a chilek between the two of them? Evan Ozel says, if it was up to him, he would say, the Rambam holds you always need both. And in Halacha Yud, he didn't repeat it because he already wrote it in Halacha Aleph, so he didn't repeat it in Halacha Yud. But the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say that. Who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? You all know. The Beis Yosef wrote the Kesef Mishnah. The Beis Yosef wrote the Kesef Mishnah. How does it stem with the Beis Yosef's own Shita? The Beis Yosef says that it's all part of our Mishnah. So Evan Ozel blives Shver in the Beis Yosef. Why by a Kaisel Binyan you do need, and why by a Kaisel Bar you don't need if it's all one Mishnah? Blives at Tzarech here. And this we're not going to answer tomorrow. The Reuven doesn't go into this. This as of now we're blives with Tzarech here. So what do we learn? We learn now that there's a din of Kaisel Binyan and there's a din of Kaisel Bar. Kaisel Bar is clear. What's clear? It's clear that it's Yibayi D'Lai Yifshita. It's clear that it's Yibayi D'Lai Yifshita. We still, tomorrow, we're going to try to figure out what to do by Yibayi D'Lai Yifshita. The Rebbe Reuven has to be careful because he brings a lot of Gemaras later that Yibayi D'Lai Yifshita, which you're not familiar with. The Ikar are the paragraphs where he explains Sod Besid, how we're going to come out Lahalach. He talks about the Ketzais that goes on this. But so that, so the din of Kaisel Bar is easy. The din of Kaisel Binyan is very difficult. We don't know klar where the Rambam got it from. And totally in that is this Shaila, how to deal with it. I will mention to you Akasha, the next Gemara, which I hope we're going to start Abaye Varava tomorrow. Once we get through Abaye Varava, the Rayas, so we're going to go quickly, the bottom half of the Yavid, once we get past the Demachlaiksu. But they talk about, those of you who saw the Gemara, they talk about a Sada, that it's the Derech to dig Bayrois in. They argue by a Sada Ha'asuya LeBayrois. Right, so I can dig a bar next to a field that's normal to put bayrus. According to the Rambam, the same thing is true next to a sadeh with the derech to put walls. Because the Rambam holds you have the machik from walls also, not just from bayrus. It's a little funny, the Gemara is all worried. Imagine, I'm going to dig a bar next to your property. So now we're going to declare, is your property, is it normal to dig bayrus? I would have said, let's clear if it's normal to put up walls. Walls are more normal than virus. And virus, Mustafa in those days, they had a lot of virus. But walls around the property, Mustafa, they had more. And the houses, it's also a wall. So this whole Rambam Shita, that Kaisel Bayrus Shaninu, Mam Dafka, who had the Kala Kaisalim, it's a little bit of a Chiddush in the Gemara, to fit into Lashon HaGemara. But I'll call upon him. This is the Rambam Shita. The Sma brings it in Siman Kuf Nun Hey. The Shach talks about it, and that Tzais and Mitzvah Hashem, that's on the agenda. Mitzvah Hashem for tomorrow.